The Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, is the focal point of the Terri Schiavo story. A few dozen protesters and hordes of media are camped out outside. But Woodside is just one part of a huge hospice community in the Tampa Bay area. Roughly 6,000 people in the region are currently receiving end-of-life care. NPR's Ari Shapiro has the story of another patient, 86-year-old Ethel Berry Carter, and her family.
Dr. Susan McMillan has been studying end-of-life issues for more than 15 years. She's a nursing professor, and she helped create the Center for Hospice, Palliative Care, and End-of-Life Studies at the University of South Florida in Tampa. So she knows exactly what hospice care entails.
For many people in this country, hospice means I've given up, they're not going to do anything else for me. And that's just not the case. What it really means is that somebody's going to really pay attention to how they feel every day. And that just means the world when you're so sick.
In other words, hospice is a good thing. McMillan kept reminding herself of that when she had to put her own mother into hospice care earlier this year. Her mother, Ethel Carter, is 86 and suffers from severe dementia. She gets hospice care in the assisted living facility where she lives.
The day that I was to get mother admitted to hospice, I was sitting there getting dressed and doing my hair and looking at myself in the mirror, and I just burst into tears. And I thought, this is crazy. This is what I wanted. Why am I crying about this? And I still am not sure what it was I was crying about, except that I know I'm facing losing my mother. That's the only thing.
Every one of the 6,000 hospice patients in the Tampa area has a different story, but almost all of them have this one thing in common.
It's a difficult choice to make, and there's no right and wrong to it. It's what's right for this person or what's right for this family.
Martha Rankhorn is another one of Ethel Carter's daughters. She worked as a geriatric nurse for more than 25 years, so she too has more than enough experience with end-of-life issues to make an informed decision. She says that still doesn't make it easy. Take feeding tubes, for example.
I have trouble taking the feeding tube out if they're breathing on their own and they are surviving every other way. I would rather not get it in there in the first place, because once it's in there, I kind of feel like you're committed.
Rankhorn's not talking about Terri Schiavo. She's talking about her mom. With multi-infarct dementia, a series of small strokes damages the brain, and the patient eventually loses the ability to swallow. Susan McMillan had to answer the doctor's question, when your mother can no longer swallow, do you want doctors to give her a feeding tube or let her starve?
So what I said to him was, Dr. Schoenwetter, if she can't eat, she can't live. And if she can't live, I want her to go to her reward. And I know she's got a reward waiting for her, and I'm not concerned about her dying. I'm concerned about the manner of her dying. I want her to die with dignity and respect and with as much comfort as possible.
That means no feeding tube. McMillan says her siblings agree with her, but she knows what she'd do if they disagreed.
For me, the only thing that matters is what she would do or what she wants and what's best for her. And I wouldn't want to have a schism in the family. Fortunately, I know we won't. But if it caused a schism for me to give her what she needs, that's what would happen, because I would stand up for her.
McMillan says it can be hard to reconcile her image of the woman who raised her with her mother's current condition. Although Ethel Carter has had rheumatoid arthritis ever since she was 2, McMillan says her mother's immense sense of humor hid her constant physical pain. She remembers one time she and her sister were helping her mother down the street.
So mother really got into it, so she started lolling her head around like she was drunk, and we were carrying her home drunk. And wouldn't you know, right around the corner, right where we were, went a car, and it was the wife of the chairman of deacons from the church, and there was mother acting drunk on the street.
It's hard to see that person in Ethel Carter now. McMillan describes her as a limp noodle.
Mother, hey, open your eyes and look at me.
She's bent and tiny, nestled in an overstuffed armchair.
I can tell you're awake.
Hey, Ethel.
Come on, look at me.
Ethel,
I want to see your big blue eyes.
This is the assisted living facility where Carter receives hospice care.
Come on.
There are five other elderly women here in various stages of health, and a very energetic husband and wife, Richard and Elaine Innes, who run the facility. Both are nurses.
Okay, we're going to exercise. Just put your feet down.
Richard cooks the meals and conducts daily exercises with the women, all of whom remain seated through the activity.
Ruth, we don't want any spectators. We want participators. Come on. Right foot up and left foot up and right foot up and left foot up. Very good, Ruth. You know what Jane Fonda said? No pain, no gain. All right, Betty, here
Ethel
you go.
Carter sits still during the exercises until Innes comes to her chair to move her arms and legs. Then Carter opens her eyes.
You're in your high kick. One and two and one and two. Very good. Very good, Ethel. You did a good job.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
McMillan says even if her mother is aware of nothing else, she often responds to prompts for social graces, please and thank you, for example. This, she says, is not how her mother would have wanted to live.
And I understand other families who look at their children and at their loved ones who are in hospice care and say, I'm not ready for them to go, I'm just not ready. But I am ready. I'm ready to let her go.
McMillan says when the time comes, she hopes she won't back down and order the feeding tube installed. She thinks she won't back down, but it's impossible for her to know for certain how she'll react in the moment she's faced with an impending, postponable death of a loved one. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Pinellas County, Florida.
To read a eulogy that Susan McMillan has written for her mother, visit our website at npr.org.